Attorney General Jeff Sessions fired back at President Trump today in a statement saying the actions of the Department of Justice will not be improperly influenced by political considerations. That comment came after the president's interview on Fox and Friends this morning. Anchor Ainsley Earhart said many of the president's supporters were frustrated with the DOJ and Jeff Sessions. She asked about rumors that he would fire Sessions after the midterms and talked about documents Republican lawmakers want from the DOJ having to do with the campaigns. The president said he might have to get involved in forcing the DOJ to release those documents. He didn't say yes or no on firing Sessions. Here's part of his answer there.
He took the job and then he said, I'm going to recuse myself. I said, what kind of a man is this? And by the way, he was on the campaign. You know, the only reason I gave him the job, because I felt loyalty. He was an original supporter. Mm-hmm. He was on the
NPR
campaign.
NPR politics reporter Sarah McCammon is here. And Sarah, Sessions is at the White House right now but to talk about prison reform. But he seems to be reacting to the president not just saying he will get involved and get those documents released, but also not coming out and saying he won't fire Jeff Sessions.
Right. I believe Sessions just left the White House a little while ago, and this has been a theme from the president repeatedly. He's attacked Sessions over and over again, has said he wished he would have chosen a different attorney general, and he reiterated that criticism this morning on Fox and Friends. Said once again that Sessions should have told him about his decision to recuse himself from the Mueller investigation into Russian interference. You know, Robin, the president values loyalty. He's said that before, and it's been clear in the way that he reacts to, for example, the news this week of a couple of his former close associates pleading guilty to felonies, being convicted of felonies. We could talk about more in a minute if you want. But he values loyalty, and he doesn't see Sessions as loyal.
Mm-hmm. Well, does Trump have the power to fire Jeff Sessions?
He does. He appointed him. He could fire him. And so, yes, technically he can. Now, doing that would carry considerable political fallout, potentially. It would be seen by many of his critics and by some Republicans as well as an undermining of the justice system. I mean, the whole reason that Sessions has recused himself is in an effort, he says, to uphold the law and not be influenced by political considerations. Sessions put out a statement today saying that he demands the highest standards. And for Trump to retaliate essentially against Sessions for doing so would certainly spark a lot of criticism from the left and from some on the right. Although some senators, like Senator Lindsey Graham, was quoted this week as saying that Trump's entitled to have an attorney general that he has faith in. So he would be allowed to do so. A big question is whether he would do so before or after the November midterm elections. Doing so quickly would have its own set of complications.
Right. Well, and then the president did say today, seemed to be throwing down a new gauntlet after saying for quite a while that he was not going to get involved in the Republican lawmakers' request for these documents from the investigations into both the Clinton and Trump campaigns, including the Steele dossier. Today he said, I might have to get involved in getting those documents. So we'll see where that goes. But of course, as you said, a number of other comments in this interview with Fox and Friends. At one point, the anchor asked if the president had directed his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to make those payments ahead of the 2016 election that Cohen admitted to, that he made payments to two women who'd allegedly had affairs with Donald Trump. Here's that tape.
He made the deal. He made the deals. And by the way, he pled to two counts that aren't a crime, which nobody understands. I watched a number of shows. Sometimes you get some pretty good information by watching shows. Those two counts aren't even a crime. They weren't campaign finance.
Did you know about the payments?
Later on, I knew. Later on. But you have to understand, Ainsley, what he did, and they weren't taken out of campaign finance. That's a big thing. That's a much bigger thing. Did they come out of the campaign? They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me, and I tweeted
about it. Let's break that down. Start with the idea that President Trump says that because he paid for these payments to these women, not the campaign, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's not necessarily true. Without going into all the ins and outs of campaign finance law, there have been a lot of questions swirling around what Trump knew when about these payments, where the money came from. The bigger question, though, than whether it came from his own money, as he says, or from his campaign, is whether or not the purpose was to influence the election, which is what Michael Cohen said in his guilty plea this week was the case. He said he was directed by then-candidate Trump to arrange for these payments to these women, this hush money, in an effort to keep them quiet, because it would be seen as potentially detrimental to the campaign. This is just in the weeks before the 2016 election. And that's where the campaign finance concern really comes in, regardless of the source of the
money. Yeah. And by the way, people are pointing to the tape that Michael Cohen released of him talking to Trump about making a payment. Trump supporters say that's different. That was a payment to the publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker, not to the women. And we're seeing reports today that that publisher, David Pecker, has been granted immunity in the Mueller federal investigation. So we will have to see where that goes. NPR politics reporter Sarah McGavin. Sarah, thank you on this day where things are changing at quite a quick pace. Thank you.
Sure thing. Thank you.